luz caliente.
Can I take this opportunity to welcome you in this session we're going to have with you, having invited you based on your CV to share more of what is in your CV with us and see how do we take that forward. You must feel free, relax, listen to what you say. I know it happens sometimes you speak something you're not listening to and you get shocked when other people are responding to what you're saying because people don't listen to what they say. But in a short space of time I can see you can listen to what you say. My name is Mondlu Kungubele, the chair of the panel interview.
Good afternoon. My name is Marine Chikidin. I'm the co-chair of the committee.
Good morning. My name is Dikang Stok. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, as well as the subcommittee for these interviews. Thank you.
Good morning, Zanamusha. My name is Bridget Masango. I am the member of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development and a member of the subcommittee.
Good morning to you, ma'am. I'm Leticia Alice, member of the Portfolio Social Development. Welcome.
Good morning. Or is it afternoon already? Not yet. Morning. Zana Mutla. Zana Mutla. Kanyele. Welcome. I'm Delmaine Christians. I'm a member of the Select Committee as well as the Subcommittee.
Good morning, Zanamza. My name is Otto Malika. I'm a member of Select Committee and the Subcommittee.
Hi, Zan. Thank you, Honorable Members. Now we are going to start. My conversation with you is going to be 3 minutes. I'll take 5 seconds in that 3 minutes. The entire time belongs to you. If you can tell us about yourself and why you have opted to propose to serve CDA and what are you offering. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can tell the Portfolio Committee about myself, I have exceptional dedication. To my work. I'm a go-getter with the tenacity. Okay. I've been sitting more than 20 boards. If you look at my qualification, I've got a diploma in human resources, a degree in BCom, a master's in business administration, HIV and AIDS program certificate. Yes, I'm sorry.
Just respond now the way you respond when you're telling me the name of your father.
Oh, okay.
That was a very good mood.
Okay.
Assume that mood again.
Chairperson, what I can offer, I understand that when we are sitting at the board, you need to understand the national treasurer's regulations. What does that mean? It means that you need to know about the internal controls, about the functioning and the effective functioning of the organization and complying with laws and regulations, and to know about the Public Finance Management Act. Whatever that you are doing, you are complying with the section. Each and every board, when they are functioning, they have got their section. Like this board, you need to know that in terms of our appointment, we are appointed in terms of Act number 70. So it's very important to know about that Act and about our functioning and how are we going to do. We are going to do the monitoring. If you are doing a monitoring, it's very important to know about the principles of the governance in terms of King 4. In terms of King 4, when we are a board member, it's very important to have a good relationship with those people who are working with. So I've got a good relations working with other people, and in terms of forming with the subcommittees, because when you are serving in the board, we need to have the subcommittees. So
next question.
Sorry.
We are done. I told you my conversation with you is 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Has that disrupted you?
Thank you.
Has that disrupted you?
I'm complying.
Are you all right?
I'm complying.
All right. I don't doubt you.
Yes.
Question two.
Just relax, be calm, just relax. Yeah, yes. It seems to me you want to answer all the questions in one question. The Central Drug Authority was established by an Act of Parliament. Which Act is that, and what does the Act seeks to achieve?
The time is,
you have 5 minutes to answer this question. The Central Drug Authority was established by an Act of Parliament. Which Act is that, and what does the Act seek to achieve?
Thank you for the question. The Central Drug Authority was established in terms of Section 53 of the Prevention of Treatment of Substance Act number 7 of 2008. So it was the composition of the national, provincial and local. So the main aim was to make sure, including the duties of those people who were involved to oversee the National Drug Master Plan and to facilitate and encourage the coordination of strategic projects. So the main aim to achieve in generally, they see that when they were looking at the use of the drug, most of our youth, you find them they are in the street. Others, you find them, the parents, they are spending a lot of money, sending them to the university only to find that they are misusing the money. So the main aim was to make sure that they are making some plans to correct the behavior and to reduce, because there is a negative impact in the community. Like when you look at our education, we will find that there is a decrease in the graduates, because some of the students in the university, when you're looking at the percentage, even those who are gifted, you will find that they are not able to finish their degrees because of they are addicted into drugs. Even in high school, you will find that they are not able to finish the matric. Even in the place where they are school, who are not performing. So the main aim was to make sure that they are addressing all those challenges. And because of these people who are using the drugs, they are adding a lot of statistics in the crime in South Africa. So the main aim was to make sure that they are addressing all those challenges.
The next question is, in your own assessment, do you think that the CDA performs its mandate efficiently? If you say yes, then you must ask, then you must also tell us, how do you think they do it? And if not, what are the shortcomings? And you get that question? In your own assessment, do you think that the CDA performs its mandate efficiently? If yes, then you must tell us how. And if not, what are the shortcomings? And then you can highlight both with regards to its mandate as well as ensuring compliance, accountability, and monitoring, development and implementation of departmental drug master plans by national as well as provincial drug master plans by provincial forum. And then the second part is, how are you proposing to address these shortcomings? You have 8 minutes to answer this question.
Thank you for the question. I think since the central drug started already to perform its mandate, my answer is yes. They are performing their duties. All of the organization, they do have their SWOT analysis, the strength, the weakness, and the opportunities and threats. So my answer is yes. So in terms of addressing the challenges, before naming it, it's very important to know about the strength, the weakness, opportunities and threats of the organization. Also to look at the past, all those factors when the organization is functioning. In terms of the compliance, when you are complying is to make sure that you are complying with the laws and regulations that are relevant to that department. And all in all, it's very important to compile the AR, the annual report, and submit it. In order to do that, you need to, whatever you're doing, you work according to SMART principle. In terms of the SMART principle, whatever that you're doing, it must be specific, measurable, realistic, and time-bound. You cannot promise what you're not going to deliver. And whatever that you are giving to yourself, you must be realistic that what I'm going to do, is it beyond on my control? Because if you are depending on other people, they will let you down. You need to have a plan when you are dealing with other people. When it comes to functioning of the effective functioning of the provincial and the national, it's very important to have the action plan together and put the dates and all those people that are responsible, that we must have their contacts so that we will know if we need this on a certain time, we are going to get that document. In terms of the accountability, as the board member, I must make sure that I'm accountable, responsible. Whatever the document or the information or the question about the organization, I'm responsible for that because I'm the custodian in terms of King Four. So those powers that are given to me, I'll cascade down to those people that will be reporting to me. So that is very important in terms of King Four, the principles of governance, to make sure that the organization, I must make sure that the ethics are managed effectively. So in terms of the reporting, as I said earlier, when you look at the documents, you need to have those internal controls that when I'm looking at this document, I know that when AT, when they are coming to audit this document, they will be looking at 1, 2, 3. So as a board member, I've got that on my mind, the wisdom together with the guidelines that be on how to monitor those documents. On top of that, the policies and the programs. You know, when you are running an organization without a policy, you are like a ship running in a circle without a rudder. So the policies, it's a very important document and it must be approved. The programs about...
The National Development Plan 2019-2024 represents a multi-sectoral approach to create a South Africa free from the harms associated with drug use, misuse, and abuse. The plan, this is the National Drug Master Plan, observes national and international policies plans and conventions to ensure respect and dignity for all the people of South Africa. So the question is, if you are appointed as a board member, you will be expected to implement the mandate of the authority, of the CDA. So please share with us, as a panel, your understanding of the objectives of the National Drug Master Plan 2019-2024 and how you think the CDA should achieve those objectives. And you have 8 minutes for the two of us to chat about this.
Can you please repeat the question for me, because I was writing and you were fast.
Thank you for the question.
Now
If I can share with the panel, I can assist the Central Drug Authority to achieve the objectives as the main objectives of the National Drug Master Plan was to make sure that they are creating the peace in the South Africa, that they are making sure that people they are not using the drugs. My role that I would play and my powers to exercise those duties, I'll make sure that from time to time I'm availing myself to make sure that I'm adding an input to ensure that there is a development of effective strategies with regard to the objectives on how, by working as a team with the other members, to make sure that whatever the subcommittees that they need to establish, I'm availing myself and to ensure that the development of the effective strategies on prevention, early intervention, they are there in order for the effective functioning of the board. So to achieve such objectives, my role that I will be playing to make sure to exercise is to make sure that when I'm coming to attend the meetings, whatever the pack that I'll be given, I'll prepare myself and to make sure that I'll apply my mind so that I'll be contributing positively, and to identify all those stakeholders that are deemed to be important for the effective of the organization, because it's very important to know the stakeholders that are involved in the organization or in the department, that I know them, that we call the stakeholder analysis, and to ensure that we are looking at their concern and accepting their contribution, so that we will make sure that the central track authority is functioning effectively. The key findings on the national, or the key findings when we were looking at the PARIA, they found that there were some of the things that we need to be added and to be considered in terms of when we are looking at the, if I can make an example, when we were looking at the representation of some of the departments, we will find that some of the people they were not in contact with some of the programs, and when it comes to another challenge, that was the main challenges. It was the main thing about the working with the municipalities when it comes to provincial and locally, and because those challenges of getting to people, especially in the deep rural areas, most of the people, they were not trained about these things of the drugs. And the recommendation was to make sure that in whatever that we are planning about the drugs, we must make sure that we are involving all those people, and so that on this national drug master plan, they are addressing all those challenges.
What is your understanding of good governance, including its main features, And how would you ensure good governance in the CDA?
Okay. Thank you for the question. What I understand about the good governance is that as a board member, I need to make sure that I understand everything and I'm the custodian of the good governance in terms of the King 4. I do understand the principles of governance, to be responsible and accountable is very important, and to make sure that the ethics are managed effectively in the organization, it's very important about that. If I can take one example in terms of the finance, that the areas of my expertise, in terms of Section 85 of the financial misconduct, as a board member, I'll ensure that I'll contribute positively because I've got a vast experience in finance, and I do understand that we need to have a three-year role plan in whatever that we are doing, and the internal controls, they are very important, not in finance only, but in everything that we are doing, so to make sure that we are achieving the objectives and vision and the mission of the organization. The good governance, it means that at the end of the day, the organization is getting a clean audit report. In order to get that, it's very important to know that you know the root cause, the challenges, so that you make sure that whatever that you are addressing, you are addressing the right things. It's very important to know that. In terms of the good governance, it's very important to make sure that you look at all areas like IT, IT, information technology, human resource, the daily recordings, the financial management, the management, the planning, organization, and leading as the four elements of the management. And on top of that, the motivation and the decision making is very important. It's part of the good governance.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ms. Kanyile, what are the key issues affecting young people, families, and communities regarding drugs and substance abuse? How would you advise the government to deal with these issues?
Thank you for the question. The issues that affect the young people about the drugs, first of all, the education, it affects people about the drugs because once they started to use the drugs, they are not able to focus on their studies. So the things that I'm going to do to assist the program is to have the programs, the roadshow, the campaigns, the billboards, the billboards that is written, the awareness and the negative impact on their lives, even to have the debates and the symposium about the drugs, those programs, if the government can add on that to make sure that even the when the TV programs, if they do have something that touches the drug, even if we can open the channels where we call the youth, not an adult, maybe to find an 80-year person to advise, it's better if you ask a youth to advise another youth because they know Bona, they are clever than us. If they are telling others, they are more clever than us, so it's very important to take the program. And those who are in the street, there are people who've got the degrees, you must take them and make them the chairpersons and to form some committees. They are young committees, so they feel the power. They tell you, you know, I was communicating with the people from the parliament, so that you, if you start with them, others, they see that, others, they are exposing other people. Those programs will assist. There are some strategies that you can use in order to deal with people. If you notice on my CV, I've been in teaching fraternity for 18 years, 9 years in prison, not as an offender, but I'm working there as a session head. I'm working there as a section head, the principal of the school. When I'm calling them to come to school, if there are people who are 50 there, boy, let us come and go to the school. All of them, they are boys, they are calling me Maga Boy. Let us go and do some schooling. I know I'm exhausting my 3 minutes. So these programs, they are very important and they... Sorry? Okay. So, okay.
Thanks. Okay. So the next question is, in your opinion, what is the state of public rehab centers in the country? Are there any challenges with regard to access to rehab centers in South Africa? If yes, what are those challenges and how would you advise the country to address those challenges?
Yes, there are challenges for accessing the rehab. When it comes to deep rural areas, those people, they don't know anything about the rehab. So those are the challenges that even those rehab that we do have, they are not doing anything. So in such a way, what do I mean? I mean that if those people, they do have rehab, if they can go and visit the schools and the tertiary, maybe that will assist, not to be an institution where they are situated, like they are writing a letter and referring to rehab. So it will be nice if they can be mobile or they can form subcommittees, especially in the schools and where they see their high rate of using the drugs. So it's very important to consider that, especially those places who are in a deep rural areas, they don't even know the rehabilitation centers. They don't know anything. So if they can continue work with the
with the clinics and the Department of Health is fine, but if they can go to school and other tertiary institutions, that will help. To be there, like the if the rehab, like during the registration for prevention, not to wait to rehabilitate the rehabilitation center. If you are aiming to reduce something, you must have a plan to prevent that.
One of the challenges facing the country is the lack of comprehensive national statistics on the prevalence of substance and drug abuse. How can the CDA play a role in this regard? You have 3 minutes. The lack of comprehensive national statistics.
Since there is a lack of comprehensive on substance abuse, on drug abuse, so those challenge in order to make sure that we are addressing those challenges is to make sure that the whatever we plan, the programs and all those things that we are planning and the roadshows to make sure that we are overcoming the challenge is to make sure that what we are planning, we are monitoring and evaluating by making sure that the calendar and everything that we propose to work according, we will make sure that we are adhering the date and stick to the timelines. It's very important to look at that.
Is that?
Yes.
Thank you. 641.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kanyile. I would like to find out, because currently there's a debate, the public discourse in the country about the recent court judgment around marijuana, weed, or cannabis. So I would like to find out, what is your opinion regarding that court judgment? Where the court, there's a judgment of the court around the decriminalization of marijuana for personal use. So I would like to find out, what is your opinion regarding that court judgment? Thanks.
In of my opinion for the court judgment about marijuana, while I'm my mouth just that I'm not working in health, maybe I can say the court was right, but only to find that for traditional healers, the marijuana it's okay, because when you're boiling and drink it, there are a lot of things. Even if you want to stop drinking alcohol, they are using it. So the court judgment needed to have a background and to gather information from those people, and in terms of the court judgment, whatever judgment that they are making, they must not looking at the paper, they must look at the realistic to tell the people to be in contact, those people who are using the marijuana, because even if the court judgment, they say people must stop, those people in the rural areas, they do have in their farm, so their judgment was not right, because it really assists the people, and the people, they are continuing using it, and you cannot go one by one household, since you know that we've got the high statistics in South Africa, and most of the traditional leaders, they are saying it helps a lot, but they must be given an opportunity not to smoke, but to make sure that whatever they want to do in terms of assisting, maybe to if they want to use a mixture for some muti, they must allow those people.
Yeah, what's your opinion? I don't think she has really responded to what is your opinion. What is your view? Just in summary.
The court has decided that marijuana can be used in a particular way. You are asked to advise government. What do you think government should do going forward with marijuana?
Okay, what I will advise government about the marijuana personnel is to make sure that the government must monitor that the whatever the marijuana will be using, the marijuana must be used in a good way, as I've mentioned on my explanation that the marijuana, some of the things is helping, but if according to my personal, but if you not to smoke marijuana, but to use marijuana for health purposes.
Right, thank you, ma'am. During the COVID-19 pandemic, there are a lot of lockdown regulations that government have implemented and has gazetted. Now, to be more specific, there are regulations which actually dealt with the issue of the ban on alcohol sales and then tobacco sales. So I want you to be more specific in your response, in particular focusing on the sale of alcohol. Now, how would you be able to advise government to deal with the sale of alcohol during pandemics if they persist in the future? And then you've got 3 minutes for that, ma'am. Thank you.
I would advise the government not to sell alcohol at all, because when you look at the selling of alcohol, the regulation was right. Look at the accidents now. Lot of accidents. There are a lot of even the spread of the pandemic. So this regulation of the selling of alcohol, I'm really against of alcohol, because the alcohol is the root cause of all of this. They must, even after lockdown, people, they must be considerate, because there are a lot of things that is happening that is not good because of the alcohol.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there any comment you want to make or a question? It's done. You've got stamina. No. Questions are done. I can see you've got energy. Do you have any comment or questions for the panel?
Okay. Some of the questions, I was not sure whether I was listening to myself as the chairperson was saying from the beginning, that it's very important when you are responding to listen to yourself.
No problem. Don't worry about that. Do you have any comments for the panel?
Yes, I do. First of all, I would love to take this opportunity to thank the Portfolio for shortlisting me and inviting me to present myself. The opportunity is really, really appreciated. And I'm sorry for keep the Portfolio waiting. Yes.
Yes. Ma'am, for coming. We honor that very much, and that is the end of our discussion with you now. You wish you a safe journey home. Are you from, where do you come from?
Start in the other.
Oh, we are there?
In that state.
From a pike of stash?
Pa,
no. You mean? Okay.
Of course, we are there, and there, right? That can be very important at 2 o'clock.
What?